You're listening to the Healing Word Podcast with Cindy Hyde. Welcome to today's podcast. Now, let's get into the show.
We should be obedient to God, but yet sometimes we feel like we're unworthy. Sometimes we feel like we don't have what it takes. Sometimes we feel like we're not equipped or trained, or we don't have a degree, or we don't have an ordination. We can keep going. I'm too fat. I'm too old. I'm too skinny. I'm too sick. But there is something. There is something that every one of us can do if you're only willing. And so if you're stuck in that place of not knowing what God wants you to do, ask him. Say, God, show me something that I can do for your kingdom. Show me somebody that I can bless. Show me somebody that I can pray for. It doesn't matter if that person knows it or not. Maybe you're called to pray for people when you find out about their situation. Or even if you'll just take a few minutes to ask, you know, Lord, who do you want me to pray for? And just pay attention to the people that he brings to your mind, and then pray for them. Now listen, ministry is hard work, absolutely. But is it worth it? Absolutely. You can't just sit around as a Christian and think that that's all that you have as your duty. She, Queen Esther, or Esther, at this point, you can see the hand of God on her life before she ever was chosen to go to the Palace of the Women to be, you know, beautified and you know, fragranced up and all those things that they did. Yeah, 6 months of it. So you can see.
You think we could find 6 months, Cindy?
Oh, my
to
gosh.
To go somewhere and get all pressed up. And
6 months.
I'm being silly.
But you can see how God had his hand on her life. And I know for a fact that God has his hand on your life too, doesn't he, Joni?
Yes.
You may not realize it, but if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, then you are called to go and preach the gospel. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do it in a pulpit or go to a foreign country. You can share what Ms. Joni said a while ago by your lifestyle, by the way you talk and act, and people will see that you are different, and they'll ask you, well, how can you be so calm in the midst of this? I've had people ask me that before, and it's like, well, it's just a piece of God. I know that he's going to work everything out for our good one way or the other, and so you can trust him. And so she loved God enough to trust him that, you know, if you're going to send me, then you're going to, you know, have your way in my life. It's your will be done and not mine. And I could just hear her in her little heart saying that, because she was just so sweet and quiet-spirited and mild-spirited, you know, and just found favor with everybody that knew her. And I think that's just the beautiful part. But you said your favorite scripture was the one, you know,
Esther 4:16.
And you know, of course, we can't talk about Esther without talking about verse 14 in chapter 4. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
Who knows?
God has a plan. Yes, God has a plan. And who knows what the fulfillment of that destiny would look like? You know, what nation might be, what's the word? Delivered, have a divine deliverance. Who in your life might receive divine deliverance just because you chose to be obedient and present yourself to the king just as she did once she became queen? Her life is just filled with wonder to me. She was so selfless, a true heroine, and she saved the entire nation. It's like that was not her intention. She didn't go there thinking that she was going to do anything because she was so humble. And I think that's what gave her such favor with the king, was her humility.
Absolutely.
Too,
yes.
Don't you?
The East Texas Healing Center is a Christ-centered nonprofit whose mission is sharing the true love and power of God. Connect with them and experience the resurrection power of the gospel in your life today. Visit beasttexashealingcenter.org.